butterflies of all kinds can be found flitting across our listening area's woods, fields, yards, and gardens. In fact, Maryland has more than 150 species of these winged wonders. Though some people may say that our local varieties aren't as flashy as tropical butterflies, I find the ones I see on my nature walks to be incredibly fascinating species, which is why I'm thrilled to have Irvine's coordinator of its native butterfly house, Laura Soder, with me in the studio today. Welcome, Laura.
Thanks for having me today, Brooks. I'm excited to be here.
My personal favorite butterfly is the monarch. It really amazes me that an animal with a weight equivalent to a dusting of sugar can make an astounding 3,000-mile flight across the U.S. to migrate to its overwintering grounds. What's your favorite, Laura?
It's hard to pick a favorite, but I'd have to say it would be the question mark. The name actually comes from the tiny white crescent and dot on their underwing that resembles the actual shape of a question mark. They're often found in wooded areas, so they're not as commonly seen as some of our other butterflies. They have a mottled brown and black pattern on their wings that helps them to look exactly like tree bark, so they're masters of disguise.
I know that area butterflies depend upon two types of plants. First, a nectar plant with flowers for the adults, but it also needs a host plant. Can you tell me more about that?
The host plant basically refers to the plant that the female butterfly will lay her eggs on. There are lots of plants out there, but most butterflies have a specific type or species that they prefer for their caterpillars. So their caterpillars will emerge from the egg and continue to eat that host plant. For example, the black swallowtail butterfly prefers parsley, dill, fennel, and Queen's Anne's lace to lay their eggs on.
Like bees, butterflies are responsible for pollinating fruits and vegetables. With bees in decline, are butterflies as well?
There are some issues that butterflies are facing, and a lot of that has to do with the use of pesticides. Commercial pesticides can affect both bees and butterflies in the way that they fly, their ability to find food and to feed, and also their overall health. Thankfully, if you're choosing to plant some flowers in your garden and you want to help pollinators, you can find your plants at local nurseries. If you ask, most nurseries will let you know their practices, and you want to choose a place that is not going to use commercial pesticides or uses more organic and pollinator-friendly methods.
That sounds like a great solution. What other things can we do to encourage pollinators?
If you are planting a garden, the best types of plants to use are actually our natives. Not only are they beautiful, but they also are a lot easier to care for, and they will attract our native bees and butterflies and help their populations to grow.
So, Laura, what can our listeners expect to see in their native plant gardens at this time of year?
Well, Brooks, the spring was a little wet and cool, so butterflies are a little behind their normal schedule. But the adults have been seen out and about this time, and they will be starting to lay eggs. Once the egg has been laid, it takes around 7 to 10 days for that caterpillar to come out. And once it's out, it starts to eat, and that's basically its only job, is to eat until it grows exponentially and forms a chrysalis. And then that chrysalis you can find on a lot of the plants that are the host plants or the neighboring plants in that garden. And after being in the chrysalis for around 2 weeks, they will emerge as an adult. And the adult needs those nectar plants to feed on, and it spends about 2 weeks of its life feeding and trying to find a mate. So if you're out in your garden, you will start to see a lot of these native butterflies emerging and moving around.
Thanks for joining me today, Laura.
No problem. It's been a blast.
You can learn more about our area's native butterflies by visiting the Native Butterfly House at Irvine or one of the other great butterfly houses in Maryland. You can also check out explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.